أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا أقسم بهذا البلد وأنت حل بهذا البلد ووالد وما ولد لقد خلقنا الإنسان في كبد أيحسب أن لن يقدر عليه أحد يقول أهلكت مالا لبدا أيحسب أن لم يره أحد ألم نجعل له عينين ولسانا وشفتين وهديناه النجدين فلاقتحم العقبة وما أدراك ما العقبة فك رقبة أو إطعام في يوم ذي مسغبة يتيما ذا مقربة أو مسكينا ذا متربة ثم كان من الذين آمنوا وتواصوا بالصبر وتواصوا بالمرحمة أولئك أصحاب الميمنة والذين كفروا بآياتنا هم أصحاب المشأمة عليهم نار مؤصدة. I call to witness, I take an oath by this city, Makkah Mukarrama, and you are an inhabitant of this city. The city in itself is glorious, and added to the glory is Hazrat Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is an inhabitant of the city, and by the ties of the parent and the son, the most close ties that we can think about is the ties between the parent and the son. The son takes the name of the parent for the rest of his life. And if it is the spiritual father, then the son takes on the way of life of the spiritual father, that is the Nabi. So these ties are ties that are extremely close, extreme attachment. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدْ. After all these oaths, Ladra says, we've created mankind in toil and struggle. From the time of conception, there is difficulty. At the time of delivery, there is difficulty. Bringing him up and nurturing him is all in difficulty, covered in difficulty and toiling. And in every phase of his life, until he reaches his end, there's just toil and struggle throughout. أَيَحْسَبُ أَلَّا يَقْدِيرَ عَلَيْهِ أَحَدْ. Does he think that nobody has any power over him? And he says that I have destroyed wealth in abundance. Does he think that nobody sees him? He feels on account of his wealth, the abundance that he's got, he is not responsible to anybody, he is not answerable, he can do just what he wants boastfully, or he can buy out anybody that he wants and gain the support and power that he wishes. So he is in for a rude shock. He doesn't know what he's heading for. Just now, when his eyes open, he will understand that wealth has got a certain limit. He can only reach to that point. That is, when he comes to his senses and maturity. Now that he is not mature, he is in the state of immaturity, he feels he can do just what he wants. But then when he becomes attains his maturity, understand things in perspective, see things more comprehensively, then he understands that wealth has got a serious failure, serious limitation. أَلَمْ نَجْعَلْ لَهُ عَيْنَيْنِ. Did we not grant him a pair of eyes, a tongue, a pair of lips, and guided him to the both paths? Look at the beautiful gifts of Allah Ta'ala, a pair of eyes, tongue and two lips. Eyes is for sight, the faculty of sight and vision. Man can see understand reason correctly, and then a tongue to be able to express exactly what is in the mind, what is in the heart, and that heart will convey the message and the tongue will express that message. So look at the beautiful handiwork of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to see and to ensure that it expresses correctly, then Allah ta'ala grants the lips. So a pair of eyes, then a tongue to express, and to see that you can express yourself correctly, then Allah ta'ala blesses you with a pair of lips. And then further, He shows you both the ways, the steep way of righteousness and virtue, and the way, the evil end of, the evil way of sin and transgression. So Allah Ta'ala has opened both the ways to mankind, and it is for him to decide from this point onwards, and then he becomes eligible either for virtue or for destruction. فَلَقْتَحَمَ الْعَقَبَ Then he has not gone up the steep path. And what will explain to you what the steep path is all about? The freeing of a slave, or feeding a poor at the day of, feeding someone on the day of hunger, an orphan that is related, or a destitute that is covered in dust on account of his poverty, he doesn't have clothing to cover himself, that he covers himself in dust. Then, apart from all this, he was not even amongst those who believe and enjoin constancy, self-restraint, and patience. Sabr has all these three meanings. Constancy, that you're constant in acts of virtue, it is not something that is just done for the moment, rather you are doing it constantly. Then you are patient at the time of difficulties and adversity, you are patient, and you restrain yourself at the time of sin and temptation. So this is the meaning of sabr, and enjoining self-restraint, patience, and enjoining acts of compassion and mercy. These are the people of the right hand, those who reject our message, our words, they are the people of the left hand, and upon them is a fire vaulted from all side, from all around. By the sun and its glorious splendor, and the moon when it follows it up, and by the day when it brings out the splendor of the day, the light of the day, and by the night when it covers the splendor of the day, and by the skies, by the heavens, and by the one who has constructed it, you don't find any fault in the creation of Allah Ta'ala. See how beautifully Allah Ta'ala structured the sun, structured the heaven. وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا طَحَاهَا And by the earth, and the one that granted it the great expanse, that expanded it. وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا صَوَّاهَا And by the soul, and by the one who has blessed it with order and proportion, giving it its right and its wrong. One soul, but has been blessed with both inspirations to do wrong, inspirations to do right, inspirations of virtue and righteousness, inspirations of wrong, malice and transgression, all in this one soul. So Allah Ta'ala is the one who has given it order and proportion. Then one who purifies the soul, he is prosperous. The one that corrupts it, he is a failure. كَذَّبَتْ ثَمُودُ بِطَغْوَاهَا Thamud had rejected the truth, had rejected the message of the Nabi on account of its transgression when it deputed its most wretched person for wrong, for an act of impiety. It had deputed the most wretched, the most evil person amongst the community. فَقَالَ لَهُمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ Then did the Rasul of Allah Ta'ala, Salih alayhi salam, warn them that this is a she-camel, that is the camel of Allah Ta'ala, and be careful of providing her drink. So they rejected him, and they struck the animal. فَدَمْدَمَ عَلَيْهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِذَنْبِهِمْ On account of their crime, did their Rabb obliterate them, and he meted out the punishment equally upon them, whether the high or the low, all of them, the whole community was fixed and was drowning in wrong. So he meted out an equal punishment to all of them, the high and the low. And Allah Ta'ala is one who doesn't fear any consequences. We mete out punishment and we are afraid what's going to happen. But it's Allah Ta'ala that doesn't fear any type of consequence.